Hello and welcome to another InventRight.com interview with successful inventor Stephen Key. Stephen's guest today is Jack Canfield. As the beloved originator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, Jack Canfield fostered the emergence of inspirational anthologies as a genre and watched it grow to a $1 billion market. As the driving force behind the development and delivery of over 100 million books sold through the Chicken Soup for the Soul franchise, Jack Canfield is uniquely qualified to talk about success. He personally taught millions of individuals his unique and modernized formulas for success and now put them into his latest book, The Success Principles, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be. This new self-improvement standard contains 64 powerful principles of success utilized by top achievers from all walks of life and all areas of commerce. Now we join successful inventor Stephen Key and his special guest, Jack Canfield.
Jack, how can your success principles help people with ideas or inventors?
Well, basically, you know, the success principles that I have gathered and written about in my book, The Success Principles, there's 64 of them. And basically, I've never met a person who knows how to, who's mastered all 64 up till this time in their life. And the way I approach this is like success is like knowing the combination to a lock. And if you know the combination to the lock, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, young or old, graduated from college or didn't, you know, you're male or female, it really doesn't matter. So what happens is that most people don't know all the numbers, and you can have five of them, but if you need six to get the lock open, it's not going to open. And so what I've done is spent 30 years looking at what is it that separates successful people from unsuccessful people. I've interviewed over 500 people that are super successful, whether they're generals in the military, Olympic athletes, successful inventors, it doesn't matter. There's something that they do, a way they think, the habits that they have that are different than the normal people. And so basically, you know, I'll give you some of the basics. Number one, successful people take 100% responsibility for their lives. They don't blame the culture. They don't blame the Chinese. They don't blame the Saudis for the oil crisis or the banks for the mortgage crisis. They just say, look, this is what is, and I'm participating. What do I need to do differently in order to be successful? And I teach a little formula called E plus R equals O, which stands for events plus responses equal outcomes. So the only way we get more outcomes than we want is by changing our responses, because the events just are the way they are. 9/11 happens, Katrina happens, the recession happens, the economy goes bust, whatever. But some people are still being very successful during that period of time. Why? What are they doing differently? Well, they're not doing the same thing everyone else is. So what you can begin to learn, what are the successful responses that are more successful than the negative ones? And in the area of responsibility, one of them is to give up blaming, to give up complaining, to give up justifying and excuse making. And so many of us want to blame our lack of success on other people, the economy, those idiots who stole my, you know, invention, whatever it might be.
Okay.
And so what we want to do is realize that we are 100% responsible. The second thing is that we have to get really clear what our purpose in life is. Most people, if you ask them, what is your purpose, they can't tell you. If you ask me, I would say it's to inspire and empower people to live their highest vision in the context of love and joy. And I inspire people with stories like Chicken Soup for the Soul. I empower them with books like The Success Principles to live whatever their vision is. If you're an inventor, how do you take your inventions to the marketplace and make sure that you get a really nice return on creating this thing? If you're an author, how do you make sure your books get sold? If you're a teacher, how do you make sure that your students learn at a higher level than anyone else in the school? And so we want to have a vision of what it is that we want to accomplish. What is it that is our purpose and what is our vision? Most people, if you ask them what's their vision, they'll say something like, I want to be famous and live in a big house. But they don't have a vision for their relationships, for their financial, you know, most people can't tell you their numbers right now, and they can't tell you where they want to be. What's it going to take to have a good retirement? What would financial independence mean to them? They've never sat down and figured it out. Most people have never created a vision for their health and wellness and physical fitness. Most people don't have a vision for recreation and fun, like what are your goals this year? How many days off are you going to take? And one of the things we know, and I have a whole chapter in my book on this, is called the entrepreneurial time system. Entrepreneurs organize their time very differently than most people, which we would call employees. they divide their time up into what we call free days, focus days, and buffer days. And a free day would be a day where from midnight to midnight, there's no work-related activity. And by that definition, some people haven't had a free day in years. It means no cell phone, no faxes, no checking your emails, no writing your blog. You simply have fun. You go do the thing that really recreates you. That's where the word recreation comes from. And then a focus day is 85% of your time is spent doing that which produces bottom line economic results. So for me, it's being on a call like this. It's writing a book. It's giving a speech. It's doing coaching with one of my coaching clients. It's giving a seminar. It's developing a new product, or it's making a sale. So I'm going to spend 85% of that day doing those kind of activities. And then your buffer day, and you want to spend your buffer day doing all the things that aren't either of the things we just mentioned. That's when you're delegating. That's when you're learning new things. That's when you're running errands, organizing, training your staff, getting trained yourself, travel days or buffer days, and so on. Entrepreneurs are constantly expanding their free days because, as any inventor knows, you've got to have incubation time. You know, standard creativity theory says you have to focus very strongly on what it is you want to create. Then you have to let it go and leave it. And we know that many of the famous inventors and chemists and physicists have had their best ideas when they were walking on a beach, when they were staring at a fire, like Kekulé's when he discovered the benzene ring. Einstein, you know, was just meditating when his best ideas would come. And so we need time away, and free days provide that. And we know that entrepreneurs of any kind, the more free days they take, the actually more productive they come. Most of us tend to overwork, and we get into a habitual kind of rote, stressed-out behavior, and we're not really very creative. And so we want to increase our free days, increase our focus days, and then delegate as much as our buffer day activity to other people. And if you're a lone wolf, it means maybe hiring a high school kid to come in after school and, you know, clean your house, go pick up your laundry, do your grocery shopping. The average American spends 4 hours a week in the grocery store. Well, over a year, that's 200 hours. That's 5 40-hour work weeks that you could have either been having fun or being more creative and productive.
You know, Jack, what's interesting, it sounds like your success principles can be applied at all parts of your life, not only your business, but your personal. And to anybody, doesn't matter what you're doing or what you want to do, it's pretty broad. Am I correct in that assessment?
Yeah, it's not limited to any one kind of person. I mean, we have people writing me letters. I get about 10 letters a day from people and emails. Everything from corporate executives, doctors, lawyers, housewives. We just did a book, Chicken Soup. I'm not Chicken Soup. That's my other book series. We did a book called The Success Principles for Teens. And so we've got teenagers all over America now who are applying this in their school, in their dating relationships, in their summer jobs, in their sports, the band and theater practices that they do if they're into those kind of activities. And these principles apply to literally every area of your life. I just got an email from an Olympic athlete, Rev is an Indian name. I forgot it. Ravi, and he's an Olympic silver medalist in the gymnastics. He was on that team. He replaced Paul Hamm when Paul Hamm had an injury.
That's right.
And you remember that. And so
yes.
What happened, he was an alternate in the Greek Olympics. He came home. He was really depressed because he never got to actually perform. Well, he wrote, and I found this on the NBC website, and then I wrote him, and he wrote me back, that the book that changed his life and made him go for the 2008 Olympics and not give up was The Success Principles. And so here's an Olympic athlete attributing his success to my book. So basically these 64 principles that I write about, and there are quite a lot of them, and you don't expect to master them instantly. It takes about 2 years to master these. But the fundamentals are the first 25 in the book. And, you know, these are things like everyone knows but nobody does, like setting goals. Most people, only 3% of Americans, have goals for the year 2008, measurable specific objectives of what they want to accomplish. And so we know that also the only 3% of Americans own most of the other 90% of the stuff. And there's a correlation between these two groups. So setting goals, taking action, not being afraid of rejection. How do you overcome your fears? There's so many technologies now for getting rid of limiting and negative beliefs. So we cover all of that. And as you said, it applies to anyone in any situation.
Fantastic, Jack. We're almost running out of time. I've got one question. You do a lot of different things on your website to help people that are absolutely free, I've noticed. Could you talk a little bit about that? I mean, you do teleclasses and you do some other things.
Yeah, we have a monthly free Ask Jack call. If you go to AskJackCanfield.com, and that's C-A-N-F-I-E-L-D, JackCanfield.com, Ask Jack Canfield. And what happens is that you can put in any question you have about success, about any of the principles in my book, about the law of attraction. I was in the movie The Secret, anything about that. And I go through that. We get about 2,000 to 4,000 questions a month, and our computer aggregates them by a topic. And then I pick about 15 questions, usually get to about 12 of them, and answer them. We also have a free teacher's manual for our book, The Success Principles, where you can teach 6 one-hour lessons to your church, your family, your local community, whatever it might be. And there's a lot of other free resources to help put the book into practice as well. So there's some amazing free resources. And we also have resources that cost money, but we have the Success Principles book, the Aladdin Factor, which is how to ask for and get everything you want, CD program. We have Maximum Confidence. A lot of people lack the confidence they need. We also have a coaching program that we have, and we have seminars that we do.
You know, I'm very impressed with everything that you do, Jack, and I want to thank you very, very, very much for spending a few minutes with us. I'm going to get the word out. I think you're doing a great job. Thank you very much. I'm sure everybody that's listening to this, that's going to read this blog, this post, will check it out. Thank you for helping all of us to be successful.
My pleasure, Jack. Even if you like, when we have more time, let's do this again and drill deeper in some of the principles.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the InventRight interview series with successful inventor Stephen Key from InventRight.com. If you'd like to know more about Stephen or InventRight, please visit us at InventRight.com. You can also reach us directly at 1-800-701-7993. That wraps it up for this podcast. We'll catch you guys next time.